Hey, beautiful people. This is Nkechi, and I'm just hopping in to set the scene. You are currently listening to Talk Crypto to Me. There are over 15 plus episodes in this particular series, so make sure you get a listen to all of them. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. And make sure you join our community by becoming a member at www.nkechi.club. That's N-K-E-C-H-I.club. All right, let's go ahead and get into the episode, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Enjoy. Well, again, later on, I love you. So just FYI, that's the question that we're kind of addressing right now. Let me get one more response to it, and then I want us to continue on to the next question asker, who's Corlin. Who's that? That's someone.
The green energy stuff, right? So I'm someone who's I'm familiar with Bitcoin mining specifically, and I do think it's really interesting the incentives that can provide for using more green energy sources, especially stranded renewables. But I've heard a lot of people up here talking about these new protocols that, you know, have lower gas fees, and then that leads to lower carbon emissions. And could someone who's more technical than me explain that to me, the connection between gas fees and green energy and carbon emissions?
Who wants to take that one? Yo, Chakram, you want to take that one, brother? Or who is that that I'm mic? Sorry, who is that that I'm mic?
I can just say that, like, when you're using a sustainable source for mining. Sorry, I got a crying baby in the background, but
no worries,
using a sustainable source of energy for the mining. So, like, the miners are hooked up to a solar grid or a wind farm or anything like that, and then it would be a sustainable source if it's in a country that's.
But that's different than gas fees, right? Gas fees are what you pay to move a token around.
Gas fees go to the miner.
The gas fee goes to the miner. Yeah, the gas fees is what pays the miner for the work that they're doing. So essentially, it's.
I understand that. I'm asking what does that have to do with the environment?
Oh, it takes electricity to mine.
It takes electricity to pay gas fees.
I got you, brother. Okay, so we already know that when somebody pays gas fees, what they're actually doing is they're giving the money to the miner who unlocked that coin for them to be able to use, all right, so to speak, say it said very, very high level, right? Now, whenever somebody is mining, they're using electricity. Now, the one person in their dad's garage mining, that's not the problem. But like the mining farms, for example, that are in China that use up more electricity than what was the country? Wasn't it Venezuela or something like that or Portugal, something like that. Some of these mining farms are so huge that they inevitably affect the environment because of the carbon emissions that they emit. It's electricity. You know what I'm saying?
So if I'm understanding you right, so if I'm doing a Bitcoin transaction, right, and I transfer funds on chain to someone else, and I pay, you know, a mining fee, or if I move Ethereum around, I'm paying a gas fee.
Yeah.
That particular transaction you're saying has a cost to the environment on a per transaction basis because of the size of the gas fee?
So to speak,
yeah.
Not the actual fee, but the person that had to
they have nothing to do with each other. That's what we're saying.
They do have it's the equivalent of me. You know how like when you go to the store and you swipe your debit card and it causes a fee to the location, so they charge you a fee as well. Do you understand what I'm saying, Zach? Real quick.
No, I understand.
Okay, cool.
I'm filling to no one seems to be explaining what the gas fee does.
Gas fees
they have nothing
to
do
with the mining.
With the carbon emissions.
They're totally separate. If people are going to mine on proof of work blockchains or proof of any type of blockchain, the fee is going to be what the fee is. It has nothing to do with the environmental impact. They're totally separate.
I mean, exactly. No, hear me out. Hold on, Zach.
We're conflating these.
Calm down, Zach. Hold on. Listen. We're not conflating it. We were trying to make create a picture for you. You made it seem like you didn't understand. Now, if you understand something, just say that you understand it.
I'm trying to draw it how the picture you're painting is just wrong.
Well, I was painting that for you because you seem like you didn't understand it. So I'm going to say this one time, and that's the only time I'm going to say it. Respectfully, brother, watch your tone when you speak to me. You take that bass out of your voice when you speak to me. You understand? I gave everybody respect I expected in return. So if you have a statement, you just took up time from somebody that may not even know the answer. You understand? So when we try to paint that picture, we're trying to simplify it for you. Now, if you have something, don't set anybody up to be in a position to say, well, let me just make sure you say it wrong so that blah, blah, blah. We don't have time for that around here. We don't do that shit on Crypto World. If you have a club, you can go do that shit on your club, respectfully. All right, let's go ahead and continue on, guys. That was wonderful. Thank you guys for everybody that sold into that question. Let's go ahead and keep it classy and continue on. Yo, Yvette, do you feel like that question was honored, sis?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's the beginning of a discussion to have, and definitely a space to watch. As was mentioned, and I mentioned initially when I asked my question, that, you know, clearly ETH dominates the space, the NFT space. So in terms of those who desire for green, you know, green minting, and just to really see that space, you know, grow and the adoption. It's an ongoing conversation, and I really appreciate all of everyone who shared. It was really powerful. Thank you.
Absolutely. 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 All right. Let's go ahead and keep it going, guys. I love this energy. I love this space. Let's go ahead and continue on to the next amazing person that has waited so patiently. Guys, if you have a question, come up here and ask it, because somebody else may need to hear that answer. It's really, really important that we continue to keep this spaces like this going, because you don't have no idea with the changes that you're putting into people's lives. Somebody could have been scammed in the last 2 minutes, if not for the fact that somebody asked a question. So make sure that you're coming up here. This is a protected space. We keep it classy. And as you saw me do just a moment ago, I will make sure that I defend you the way that I defend myself. So let's go ahead and keep that energy going. Yo, Ghost, I saw you on mic. I'm going to add you to the queue, brother. Corland, are you still here? Are you here, Corland? Corland going once? Corland going twice? All right, we'll come back around just in case you were away from your phone or your work or something.
This is Corland.
Oh, what's up, Corland? Go for it.
I'm in the background, but I'm also on a mastermind. So I dropped you a message in the little chat thing, but I can come back to it.
Yeah, we can swing back around. I'll put a star next to your name, brother. All right, Dazed. Thank you. No, I got you, boo. Dazed, you around, babe? You have a question?
Yeah. I didn't really have any questions. I just was answering questions.
You really
questions
do know it all. Yo, give us a tip then. Give us some information that you want to sell into the space based on what you've been helping out with thus far.
Just have a strategy for when to get in and when to get out. I move all of my shitcoin profits into my stable coins, my Bitcoin, my Ethereum, my Solana, my XRP, my Stellar. But what I do specifically on shitcoin maxis and Crypto After Dark is we look for low market cap projects like Wolverine and all the other ones I've been talking about. And then, you know, we promote them to our community and we build the community together. And that's a really nice thing about these community coins is you kind of get out of it what you put into it. So, you know, the payout on Wolverine, the payout on Shiba Inu, on SafeMoon, all of these communities you get into. Like I bought into SafeMoon at 40,000 holders on March 21st. So it really, you know, it really pays to be connected to these clubhouse communities and the family that we have here. So that when, you know, you're getting into these projects, it's not just your set of eyes on it, but it's all of your community and your whole network. So if something goes down at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, you get a call to make sure that you know what's going on as well. So it really is about building your community around what you're trying to do. And I respect so much what you're doing here. You're doing a great job. But I drop a lot of my tips on my Instagram stories. I've been doing like a crypto learning thing pegged in my highlights just to walk people through how to get their wallet set up, how to use Uniswap, how to use DEX tools, all this kind of crazy DeFi space. Because if crypto adoption in the whole world is at 5% for, you know, the blue chip coins, let's call them, you know, we have to be probably, you know, 1% of the 1% that are playing in these altcoins. So definitely a new market. The NFT space has been incredible. Shout out to Crypto Pills, you know, absolutely changed my life.
Yo, shout out to Terry. She was blazing it for Crypto Pills on this app for like weeks.
You know, Terry is an absolute monster. She is amazing. The love and the commitment that she's poured into the Crypto Pill community and into the crypto community is just amazing. So huge kudos to you, Terry. Love you, girl.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, Hoddle, are you there? Hoddle, are you there?
Yo, what's up?
Yo, nothing, man. Hey, I had to drop your friend, bro. He got a little too spicy. Are you good with that?
Yeah, it's all good. I mean,
all right. Just making sure. Just addressing it, brother. All right, let's go ahead and continue, man. This is cool. Yo, somebody please grab my girl Gina Skelton. I missed the thing on there. All right. This is awesome. I just feel like I have an overwhelming sense of gratitude right now. Whew. Guys, do you guys understand what we're doing for people right now? Do you guys understand how powerful this space is? It always starts off with one coin, and that's why I'm thankful when these kind of that's kind of like the byproduct of these gold rushes, the things that happen in these gold rushes, right? It creates spaces like this. It creates people that know to rush to spaces like this and get that information while it's hot. So Yo, this is great. This is an awesome day. And let's go ahead and continue on. All right. So next up, we got Avery. Yo, Dazed, thank you so much for that input. That was amazing. Guys, if you have not already gotten a pen and pad, please get that pen and pad. If you have not already joined Crypto World, please join Crypto World. If you have not already added our server to your Discord, the link is at the top. Please add that server. If you don't see the link at the top, it's all good. I still got you. Hit my PTR. And after you hit the bell icon next to the placeholder for this room. Sometimes Clubhouse lets us flourish. Sometimes they start trying to mess with our numbers. I don't know why they do it, but it was a freaky week this week. And I want to protect the space at all costs. So if anything happens to this particular room, if you hit my PTR, you'll actually see the placeholder that I have for a 1 p.m. EST room. It's just there. All right. When you hit the bell icon, if anything happens to this room, that's the room I'm going to open up so that we just keep the conversation going. We just keep this train has left the station and we ain't going back. It's ghetto back there. We're forward ever, backward never. Let's go ahead and continue on with this. Yo, Avery, are you there?
I am here. Hello, blessings, longevity, and prosperity, everybody.
Hope all is well.
Yes, it's like actually my first time. Before I get into the question, it's my first time actually being on stage. So I thank you for the space and time.
Absolutely.
I've been listening to you guys for a bit. I've been in the whole audiobooks too, especially the Magic of Thinking Big. I remember y'all were talking about
that
too.
That book.
I'm really big on mentality too, and you know, I'm pretty in depth and tuned with myself. You know, my own divinity and spirituality and everything. So I that really resonated. But that going on to the point, I am an artist who's in the NFT space. I'm currently in the Greater Toronto Area up in Canada, specifically Flower City, Brampton, where I'm from. So I'm building a
Franklin
whole...
Dash.
I'm currently in the Greater Toronto Area up in Canada, specifically Flower City, Brampton, where I'm from. So I'm building a
Franklin
whole...
Franklin Dash? Where's that? What?
Yeah. So I'm actually currently working on a whole platform to help unite local artists up here. I've been talking with a lot of artists up here. There's a lot of talent up here we have. And so, and with the whole NFT space and everything, my question would be is that I know in terms of promoting and stuff, usually you go through Twitter, you come on like Clubhouse events like these and speak and everything, right? And I would just like to know, like, what are like some good tools to use to like promote your NFT, would you say?
Ooh, that's
rather than just coming
question.
Up on here and everything. Yeah. Yo,
this is the right space to ask that question because we got some NFT gods in the space. We got Pips, we got Terry, we got so many people. Okay, listen, I'm just gonna throw that mods. Please, someone bless this man. That was a great question.
Oh, I appreciate it, yo. Thank
you. Not all at once.
Not all at once. No, they're probably away from their mics.
I'm on a work call. Sorry.
Terry's on a work call, but she'll listen. Message Terry on the back end as well because she may have some more things to add in. But is anybody else here that wants to sew into that? There's multiple ways to. He's asking how he can promote his NFT, whether you're a mod or a speaker. I want to hear some feedback for our friend here.
Mm-hmm.
A good Clubhouse community. If you definitely want to have a Telegram, make sure your website's connected. Make sure you have a Discord set up with a rarity sniper. You're going to want to get on TikTok and pick up two or three influencers. Probably pick up a couple influencers on Twitter. It'll cost you about $1,500 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
You got to spend money to make money.
Twitter's big for NFTs as well. There's a big space for NFTs.
The number one thing you want to do if you want to get into the NFT industry. I'm sorry, y'all, I'm working out. But you want to join NFTS.tips. We're the largest NFT community on Clubhouse. We got about 37,000-38,000 members. So we educate on everything NFT, bro. So holla at us.
Yo, did you say NFTS.tips?
Yes, that's correct.
Yo, that's my brother Alexander and Eric, man. Absolutely. And that club up here, I can definitely co-sign for that. I know the two. Man, I remember when that club was founded. I remember that was the beginning days of this app. That was a great suggestion, Pips.
Yes, that was all our founding members. I came on to the team about 3 weeks after them. So,
was back in the day.
Come join us.
Yo, let me actually ping them in. Let me see if they're available. I'll bring them out. Let's see if they're available. Thank you for that. Hey,
I could get Alex to come over.
Yeah, tell him to come up. I love that man. All right. Hey, Dazed. Did you finish out your thoughts? Did you want to offer anything else to our friend here?
No, I think that's a good starting point. If you want to send me over your information, I'd love to look at it. I love NFTs. I've got many collections.
Definitely. I do start on OpenSea. My whole thing is called Art is an NFT. I do have a couple local artists I have on there, just putting out there. Again, like, it's just really for compensating. I believe, like, you know, as a musician, and not just only an artist, you know, it's kind of like hard to be like, you know, to be compensated for your creativity and stuff. And I feel like what I'm building right now is a place for like that allows artists to get compensated for the creativity and for them to use that, you know, those funds to enhance their music journey, you know, like whether it be more studio time, you know, or getting that, you know, a new Mac or something. Because I talk to these local artists all the time and, you know, and I kind of understand and I empathize with them. So like, that's really what I'm doing for. It usually starts as a cause to help people. And I really have a strong passion with music and everything. So yeah, that's really what I'm doing. You know,
I'm just gonna jump in, Avi. How you doing, brother? I'm from Toronto as well, Oakville. So I've spent about $1 million in NFTs the last probably 45 days. I got a little bit on this, but I'll tell you right now. I usually buy CryptoPunks value or I buy a community. So what you just did right there, you just hit the number one way how to grow your NFT brand for free. The number one way is get on audio apps and say your story, right? When I hear your story, like you, what you just said in the last 15 seconds, I want to go to your OpenSea and I want to spend a couple bucks. Because when I look at that JPEG, and I spent about $25,000 just buying random stuff that I've never made back $1. I just support people in the community. So get up here, get on Twitter Spaces, say it.
Hey, loves. Welcome to the other side. I hope you're enjoying the journey so far. If there are episodes you haven't listened to yet, make sure to check them out next. And if you haven't already, make sure you visit us at www.nkechi.club to join our community by becoming a member. That's NKECHI.club. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. I hope that something you heard today touched you. And until the next time, please remember, you are loved, you are valued, and we couldn't do this without you.